USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The U.S. has vaccinated 1 million people against the coronavirus about 2 weeks after the release of a vaccine. This milestone comes as another 3,300 Americans died Wednesday of COVID-19, with hospitalizations continuing to rise across the country. Dr. Stephen Parodi is the head of Kaiser Permanente's COVID response team. He tells CNBC that he's worried about the effect a Christmas surge could have on a hospital system already stretched to the breaking point.
Right now, we are riding the Thanksgiving Day wave. What we're seeing in our hospitals right now is stretching us to the breaking point. And if we don't make the choice now to change the future, then what I'm worried about is we're going to see a Christmas Day and a New Year's wave in January, and the hospitals will be beyond the breaking point. That's really what we're facing.
This is USA Radio News.
For over 3 years, you've heard me rave about the MyPillow Premium Pillow from Mike Lindell. You've heard how they don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Well, now you can get the best deal ever on a MyPillow Premium Pillow, the ones that started it all. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings, and king-size pillows are only $5 more. This is the time to buy, because that 60-day money-back guarantee is now extended to March 1st, 2021. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, use my promo code USA. There you'll find this special and savings, deep discounts on all the MyPillow products, but only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, and use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Tell them you want the USA Radio special on MyPillow Premium Pillows.
President Trump has issued another 26 full pardons after issuing a dozen on Tuesday. Wednesday's pardons include former campaign manager Paul Manafort and longtime advisor Roger Stone. Manafort spent almost 2 years in prison on charges of bank and tax fraud and illegal foreign lobbying. Trump had previously commuted Stone's sentence for obstruction of Congress. Both men were charged as part of Robert Mueller's Russia investigation. President Trump has also issued a veto of the National Defense Authorization Act, following up on threats to reject the bill if it did not repeal legal protections for social media companies. The $740 billion defense spending bill now goes back to Congress, where a veto override is likely. The president says a bill without changes to Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act allows threats to national security and election integrity to go on unchecked. The bill passed both houses earlier this month by a veto-proof majority. The override votes could come as early as next Tuesday. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
One Oregon mayor is pushing back against the coronavirus restrictions coming from that state's governor. Lance Pry has the story from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
The mayor of Sandy, Oregon, Stampulium on Fox, is fighting back at Oregon Governor Kate Brown's lockdown measures.
I stress the importance for actions and the drastic effects it's had on our local Main Street community. There's desperation. These folks are fighting for their lives and their livelihood.
Mayor Pulliam says he understands the governor's position, but she's doing it wrong.
Well, her response was that she was worried about the spread of COVID. These restaurants, they're opening, and they're opening in back rooms, speakeasy style right now, with very little guidance. So it's very important right now that she recognizes that. She works with our local Main Street business owners so that we can put proper guidance in place so that people are actually opening.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And AAA says a lot fewer people will be traveling for the holidays because of the pandemic. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
AAA is projecting a big drop in holiday travel.
So we're looking at about 30% fewer people traveling. So that means maybe roughly 85 million people will travel. But compared to last year, that's a pretty steep drop-off.
Andrew Gross with AAA, that audio courtesy of the Broadcast Retirement Network. Gross also saying that 96% of those who decide to travel will be going by car.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.